Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business. From liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
You know success when you see it, or you think you do, the people in the spotlight. But what about those small business masterminds who succeed at making their money work harder? They do that by having a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, which now earns 5% annual percentage yield. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way, from design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle. Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code RADIO20 at BloombergLive.com/Green Festival.
This is Bloomberg Business Week with Carol Masser and Bloomberg Quick Takes' Tim Stenovic from Bloomberg Radio.
Our next guest spent nearly a decade as a consultant with Zappos. That company grew in that time from a startup into a $1 billion business. It was bought out by Amazon. And along with the co-founder and CEO of Zappos, Tony Hsieh, she founded the two of them together, the consulting firm Delivering Happiness, which really is all about helping others realize the impact of prioritizing purpose, people, and profits. So joining us is Jen Lim. She's CEO of the consulting firm Delivering Happiness. She's got a new book out. It's called Beyond Happiness, How Authentic Leaders Prioritize Purpose and People for Growth and Impact. And she joins us on the phone in Oakland Hills, California. Jen, how are you?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
Doing well. We want to talk about your book. Just a couple minutes, though, first, that we just wanted to, you know, ask you about your days, those early days at Zappos. You know, what was it like to be kind of an e-commerce up-and-comer and just see the growth of that business?
How was it like to see that growth?
Yeah, be part of that story and be there with Tony, you know, helping build it out.
Well, I always liken it to this. Like, remember when in high school when we have our best friends and they have a younger sibling? And the younger sibling, they look all tiny and cute. And then all of a sudden, a few years, they grow up and they're taller than you, they're bigger than you. And you're like, what the heck happened? And that was my Zappos story. Like, I grew up with them and, you know, made their own mark in the world, and I just was lucky enough to be along for the ride.
How did you help maintain happiness at the company as it grew from that cute smaller sibling into the company that became ultimately much taller than you and Tony?
Well, I think what was really, I guess, most interesting for me, part of that experience, is that around the same time, Tony and I started geeking out on positive psychology and the science of happiness without knowing that there was something like that that existed. And because Zappos, to me, became sort of this petri dish as to how to prototype and experiment with these concepts that have been universally known since Aristotle and Socrates, and then more recently with positive psychology like Marty Seligman, was what would it look like to do it in a company setting? And so I think that's what really broke Zappos into a new barrier of practicing these things that are so universal. Everyone wants it. Everyone wants to be happy. But how can you do that, especially in a workplace setting? So I think that was the key to Zappos' growth.
Did the pandemic change how you think about happiness?
For sure. I have had so many conversations from C-levels to frontliners that basically are asking, what does even happiness mean anymore? And I thought that was so interesting, and it was so, I didn't know that that question was going to come when I wrote Beyond Happiness, you know, in 2020. And it's so relevant now because I think people are, you know, with the Great Resignation, Great Awakening, great insert anything,
right?
They're really deep diving and doing some insightful approaches to what happiness really means today versus who was 2020 BC before COVID.
Jen Lim, you worked with Tony Hsieh, though, in the early days, creating and involved in Zappos. I spent some time with him back in 2012 when he was there in Vegas and helping to revitalize downtown Vegas. He was a very unique individual. Got about a minute, and then we'll come back and talk some more. Share a story or just a quick thought about Tony.
There's just so many. And, you know, as everyone, a lot of people know, his passing was really sudden, really unexpected. And it really made people question what, you know, here's this guy that wanted to deliver happiness to the world. And he was probably one of the masters of growing other greenhouses, which he actually was something that he said himself, that as a leader, you don't want to be the tallest tree or tallest plant in the greenhouse. But that was his, you know, his purpose in life. That's what he really loved to do. And I think by the end of it, in 2020, when he passed in November, I think there was something to be said of how he was maybe a miss about nurturing his own greenhouse because he was so caught up in trying to grow others. So I think it's just a reminder for us all that we really need to make sure that we're not just like trying to grow and do things outside of ourselves, but remember to remain still within ourselves and our own fundamental sustainable happiness.
It's interesting that you say that. I remember a room within their facilities there in downtown Vegas that was actually just full of green plants. And it was just kind of a room you could go in to just, it felt like meditate, think. But it feels like it was very much, you know, symbolic of what you're talking about. Jen, sit tight for a second. We'll continue with you in just a moment. Jen Lim is going to come back with us, co-founder, CEO, and chief happiness officer of Delivering Happiness, her new book, Beyond Happiness. And we'll continue in just a moment.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. You need a company with extensive experience in specialized insurance. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and helping provide coverage that suits your needs. The Hartford offers insurance solutions that help mid to large-sized businesses, like yours, effectively manage risk, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. With extensive experience in underwriting, risk engineering services, and claims, The Hartford goes beyond the expected to deliver innovative, customizable solutions and service that your industry, that your business, demands. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Success is more than the final destination. It's a path you take one step at a time. It's discipline. It's teamwork. And it's the drive and passion inside of us that comes before all recognition. It's what Stifel's been doing for over 130 years. Quietly, yet strategically, Stifel's become one of the fastest growing wealth management and investment banking firms in the country. Our financial advisors go beyond traditional wealth management to provide clients with direct access to one of the industry's largest equity research franchises and a leading middle market investment bank. Because success is the drive it takes to keep climbing, the passion to keep investing, the best of each of us made better by the best in all of us. And that is where success meets success. Start your journey at Stifel.com. That's Stifel.com.
Stifel Nicholas and Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
You know success when you see it. Or you think you do. The people in the spotlight. Athletes, actors, artists. But what about the people behind the scenes? You know, the ones who make it all happen. The lighting engineers, the sideline photographers, the caterers. They're small business masterminds. And if there's one thing they have in common, it's making their money work harder. That's why they have a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, where they are now earning a generous 5% annual percentage yield. Yes, 5% APY. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
All right, want to get back to our guest. Still with us is Jen Lim. She's CEO of the consulting firm Delivering Happiness. She's got a new book out, Beyond Happiness, How Authentic Leaders Prioritize Purpose and People for Growth and Impact. So Jen, we talked a little bit about the pandemic impact. Tell us, though, a little bit more about the four greenhouse conditions that companies really need to thrive and survive, because I really do think companies coming off the pandemic are rethinking their relationship with employees, rethinking their responsibilities, because the idea of people, purpose, and profit has been around for a while, but maybe we're thinking about it in a different way going forward.
Yeah, I think there's been a huge, here we go again, like great reset of what has happened in the last, and we're still going through it, you know, and this is like 18 plus months, almost 2 years. And what I've learned, even like from Zappos days to the last 11 years of Delivering Happiness, that formula really worked well in terms of if we can make our employees happier, we can actually have happier customers and more profitable businesses. But what I've learned, especially in the last few years, is that those greenhouse elements is making it even more impactful and universal, that because with all the changes that we cannot control around us, what we can do as leaders and companies, therefore, is what can we can control what's within us. And these greenhouse elements that I talk about have been time and time again, from Starbucks to companies in Egypt to Kazakhstan. Like, it's been incredible to see how they adopted these things. So the elements are alignment, belonging, accountability, and commitment. And I know I can drill down on any one of these, but
I guess what I'm most interested in is it's clear how big companies have been able to adopt this, but what about those smaller companies and people who might own small businesses who might be listening right now? How can they adopt these, at least partly, to increase productivity and to make their workers happier at a time when workers, they have expressed unhappiness with the Great Resignation?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's actually a blessing when you're a smaller company, because with the bigger companies, it's almost like a sumo wrestler that is just like, how do I manage all my weight and impact the company at the same time? But with smaller businesses, there's just a lot more adaptability in embedded, if you choose to be, in being able to make these changes and prototype it quicker. So I would just say for smaller companies, test these kind of ideas. How do you get alignment? Like, basically, the questions that we ask now is not just what's in it for me, but also what's in it for all, and the sense of belonging and making sure people are being heard. And this is really important in part of the Great Awakening and Great Resignation. People are leaving because their needs are not being met. But as small businesses, the more we can, as they're exiting out the door even, just say, hey, wait, what happened? And then as people are coming in, have those kind of questions and answers to what can we do together to make sure you're whole in what you're doing, not just your skill set, not just your performance, but where you are as a human being, your mental state, your emotional state, your financial state, and ultimately your purpose state, which is a really big thing about the sustainable form of happiness that we talk about.
It's interesting, though, you know, Jen, we're at this time where companies are maybe rightfully so being asked to do a lot. And I use that as private companies, publicly held companies, which we cover so much here, obviously, at Bloomberg. But, you know, when it comes to ESG, right, environmental social governance, their responsibilities, when it comes to diversity and inclusion, and being asked to really step up. And I do wonder about what is the responsibility. You talk about, you know, managing, you know, purpose, profit, people. Can companies kind of be all things, especially if you're publicly held companies, you know, where you are judged quarterly, unfortunately, by still financial metrics, for better or worse?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I would say the short answer is yes. And the reason why, like, the freshest example that I have is the work that we did at Starbucks. And, you know, here's a company that's super public, ubiquitous brand, has a lot to do with like how they have to answer to the quarterly earnings. And before the pandemic hit, like, they were on a high. I mean, they were like one of the highest stock prices of all time, even after Howard left. Mm-hmm. So when the pandemic hit, it was a triage situation, you know, like with the fact that the revenues were plummeting. And what I saw was very revelatory as to where we can be and learn from this kind of stuff. Because they had all this pressure, but what I saw in this leadership team is that they actually held a mirror to themselves, and they asked themselves, are we really living up to this mission statement, which is nurturing and inspiring the human spirit, one cup, one person, one neighborhood at a time? And I saw something pretty miraculous, because even though they were hurting as a company and their profits, they realized that they did have to double down on what their mission statement and therefore purpose was. And what came out of that, in addition to the triage that had to happen, was this whole new program on what to make the company more people positive and planet positive in a way that took a real honest level check on, look, we've been profit driven. How are we going to use this profit in a more meaningful way? So it can be done, but it does take a lot of deep diving and self-reflection of what matters most. Because at the end of the day, they were actually looking into their own personal lives.
Okay, so that was as you referred to the before times, right? BC, before COVID. How does this...
That was during COVID.
That was during COVID. So how did you do that in an environment where the workforce is so distributed? In only about 30 seconds.
Yeah. So that means that's par for the course of what Startup stands for, like they're around the world. But the thing is, everything that comes from this level of what goes in these conversations, it does trickle down if you want it to. And the ability to do that is like, well, you know, Starbucks has been known a long time for a purpose-driven company, a mission-driven company. But what happens there is, like, when you have the right teams and therefore the leadership first, and then the right teams to trickle down, then you actually see the results happen. And they're being accountable for it, too. So that's a big thing of accountability.
Well, so glad we got to connect. Jen Lim, she's co-founder, CEO, and chief happiness officer, Delivering Happiness. And her new book out is called Beyond Happiness. And if you want to find out the hardest, easy thing you'll ever do, you're going to have to pick up the book and read about it.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way, from design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle. Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code RADIO20 at BloombergLive.com/greenfestival.